Welcome to the MetPro Method Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal O'Keefe. And today I am joined by MetPro client, Andrea Rohde. And we are going to be talking all about Andrea's journey. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
I'm excited. This is going to be great. Tell me a little bit about yourself and how you came to find MetPro.
Yeah, so I am 55. I live in Pennsylvania. I've got two grown daughters, 21 and 25. And I discovered MetPro, I think the first time I had heard about it was on Trail Runner Nation, which is a podcast. Mm-hmm. But then it dabbled in a couple other podcasts, I think, that I listened to. So that was the first time I had heard about it.
Okay. So what made you decide, oh, this could be a good fit for me?
Yeah. I had been struggling with some weight gain for about a year. Okay. I probably put on about 20 pounds in a year. I assume that was my age in this life transition. And I was not okay with it. My fitness was not feeling good. I've been running since I was 25 years old. I only stopped for my pregnancies, and everything was unpredictable in my life. My sleep, my running, just how I'd wake up in the morning, everything became unpredictable. And what interested me about what I heard about MetPro was this concept of tricking your metabolism. I called it tricking. I'm not sure what you call it, but in my mind, it sounded like I was tricking my body. And I've always been really interested in the human body, how it responds, how it recovers, how it can heal itself. So it was just an interesting concept of, and I don't want to call it dieting, but like an interesting concept of adjusting what you eat, when you eat, that sort of thing, that was fascinating to me. Yeah.
I had a very similar thought process. So because I love learning all about stuff, like I was driven to get my personal training certificate because I started working out and I was like, ooh, tell me more. I want to understand why this makes this happen. And so I totally get that. And I also understand why you would want to call it tricking your metabolism, because it is changing things. And it's also very different than how society would have you believe that you need to lose weight, like just what we're told.
Exactly.
For like years and years.
Exactly.
So I get that. Now, what was it like working with a coach? Was it what you expected?
I had never done anything. I never worked with a coach or nutritionist. I've always been able to eat what I want to eat. I think I exercised enough that I was always able to eat what I, you know, eat what I want to eat when I want to eat. And so I had no expectations. I was a little nervous, but I know I needed help. That's where I was at a spot where I had tried things for about 18 months on my own, adjusting things, and nothing seemed to work. And I knew I needed help. And I really just wanted to improve my running. I wasn't so concerned about the weight, except that I did think the weight was really making my exercise more challenging. I learned a lot by working with Jess, who was my coach. Previously, when I would have a race, the 3 days before a long race, I would eat a lot, trying to almost like keep up with my boyfriend and all he was eating. And I'm fairly certain I was overeating, thinking it would help my performance. But I had no idea before I started working with Jess, I had no idea like what my body really needed fuel-wise to perform the way I wanted it to perform. And now I just have a much better understanding of not only what my body needs, but how it responds to different types of exercise and different types of fuel too.
I want to dig into that a little bit more. So tell me what you've noticed with your running as you have learned what you've learned. Like, how has it changed? I'll have follow-ups, but I don't want to overwhelm you with like 18 questions.
Yeah, I can tell you. So even within the first 2 or 3 days after MetPro, forget about my running, I felt better. I couldn't believe, I asked Jess, I'm like, could I already be feeling the effects of this 2 days in? And she said, absolutely. And I don't want to go down that path, but really within the first couple, 2 to 3 days, I'm like, I feel different. My sleep's a little bit better. But with my running, I started in middle of August. And by the middle of September, I had a half marathon race, which I was already like beating my times by 3-4 minutes from the year before.
Wow.
And now, so I think I'm on month eight right now, but like at month seven, I had PR'd a half marathon. It just feels better. It feels more efficient. Just my body's working the way it's meant to work. And it's not just my running, but my biking, I just have a lot more energy. Nothing changed. My exercise didn't change. I didn't change any supplements. The only thing I changed, and just a little bit, was how I was eating.
What do you, when you say just a little bit, were you already a person who was eating like pretty healthy? I'm not one of those people. So
yeah, I wasn't the 80-20. I was probably like 70-30. And definitely I loved ice cream. That was something I'd have a couple times a week. But I figured I exercised so much that it didn't really matter.
Yeah.
I was almost at first embarrassed to tell people I had started with a nutritionist, because people always think, oh, you're so healthy, you eat healthy. But in reality, I wasn't feeling well. Yeah. I definitely wasn't feeling well. And I ate a lot, not a lot, but 30% I was packaged or pre-prepared. And now I'm 8 months in, I prepare all my own. I don't go out to dinner as much. I will go out and I will enjoy a nice dinner out, but it's not every week.
Yeah. For people that might overwhelm, if they're not a person who's a big cook, is it when you say you're preparing at home, that can be a little overwhelming. Yeah. So I'm curious, are they simple meals? Can you give us some examples of like how you prepare? How do you get ready for the week?
I love the ritual of the food prep. I've always been someone that prepares food for the week because I don't have time during the week with my exercise and full-time job. I don't have time to prepare during the week. So generally, I have always prepared on the weekend. But what I really liked about MetPro is the mix of the carbs, the fat, the protein, the veggies. And I bought little glass containers and I always prepared. I prepare usually on Sundays. Sometimes I'd have to do some extra. If I'd run low on veggies or protein or something, I'd prepare more during the week. But then I'd get these little single serve lunches. I have my snack jars and my breakfast jar that I use. And it's just, I work from home, so it's controlled my eating during the day, just working at home.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. What did you have for dinner last night? What'd you make?
So I just combine the food. So I make a couple different protein choices. I try to do a fish, try to do ground chicken or chicken, turkey, I love. And then my carbs are generally a farro, a quinoa, sweet potatoes. I can't believe how many sweet potatoes I can eat.
Love sweet potatoes.
Yeah. I've always liked bread, but I got into, I think it's the Ezekiel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like that for sandwiches and English muffins. And then my veggies, I try to just mix up the colors with my vegetables. And that's where I also usually use my fat, generally just a little bit of olive oil. Yeah, so I did the protein, I did the veggies, I did the carbs, and I did the fats.
Okay.
And then I'll just do my little tray and weigh. I have my scale and I'll just weigh out the servings based on where I'm trying to target.
Okay. So when you do your prep, I would call that cooking by macro. That's the easiest way for you. And I would say when anyone's starting MetPro, especially just getting started, that's like the easiest way to do it, because you don't need to worry about recipes. You can just throw things together as they sound good throughout the week. So I love that. And it's really simple. You can make nice.
It's so simple.
Nice large quantities.
You know, there were a few free items that I would try to mix it up with, like sauerkraut. Ooh. I found like a new love for sauerkraut that I would mix in for free. And I think like the no sugar salsas too.
Oh, yeah.
I could use for free.
That's good
too. Yeah,
would
just give everything a different flavor.
Yes, yes. Okay, the great ideas. Has there been anything that you've struggled with while you've done MetPro? Nutrition, exercise, anything?
So when I first started, the thought of stepping on a scale every day, I'll be honest, it was almost a reason I did not sign up. And
okay.
I'm so glad I did. But I was not a big scale person. But now that I see how it informs when changes need to be made, I see it differently than I did before. So at first, it was stepping on the scale every morning. In the beginning, I also struggled with after my long run. So I would run 3 or 4 hours and then you think, oh, you burned all those calories, right? You get on the scale the next morning and you're up a pound or two. And so I had to get used to that was just a way my body responds. Like it's holding that. And my coach helped me with this a lot. But it's holding on to the things that you need to help you recover from what you just did. So, yeah, I just learned a lot about myself. But I did have to. That was uncomfortable. It's deflating.
Yeah. Right,
to know that you did that. And then you've got a couple pounds. But within 2 or 3 days, my weight would drop back down. But the day after something big, my weight always jumped up.
Yeah, very normal. But I can understand. That was a shift for me. It is a shift for many people to weigh every day. And again, I think that's something that diet culture will tell us is like bad to weigh every day. And for some people, let me be very clear, for some people, that is unhealthy. Like for some people, they get super focused on that number, regardless of how we say, hey, it's just a number. That's also why we take pictures. That's also why we're like, okay, wait. Some people will say, if this is really bothering you, let's do once a week. There's a lot of different ways to approach it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I liked in the app, the trending.
Yes.
So when that happens, sometimes I'd be like, I just hit that trend button and look back 90 days and be like, okay, this is what's going on.
Did you end up losing the 20 pounds that you had gained in a...
I think I'm just a couple pounds shy, but... pound wise on the scale, but like clothing fit wise and physique wise, I feel like I'm better than like where I was when I was my target weight before.
Incredible. Yeah. And so when you do your long runs or you do any other kind of workouts, how do you pair MetPro? How do you work it in?
Yeah, it naturally fits. Like it's what are some things I may have changed with MetPro and fitting it in? I would take my snacks to after races so that when you finish a race, there's always this long line of food with pretzels and all sorts of stuff. I would take my yogurt, my fruit, my nuts, and enjoy it, like really enjoy my snacks that I would bring for after races. And then just if I did have a long event, generally just would up my carbs just a little bit 2 days before, not a lot, but just a little bit. And some of the races that I did, I would text her after and just be like, I was perfectly fueled for that race. Like my legs felt great. My body felt great. So yeah, I just felt like working with her when she knew I had something that was coming up that was important to me, that I wanted to perform well, she would give me just a little more carbs.
So tell me more about that PR that you recently had, because it was pretty significant, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it was 154 half marathon.
Wow.
I think it was a 205 last year.
Wow.
That's pretty. And as you get older, those things don't happen too much anymore. So that was really nice to have happen. And I was down, it was in Myrtle Beach, and I was visiting my mom, and she always texts me. I go every year and do it. So I've got like a nice history of that race. I think that was my 6th year. So it was a 6-year PR.
Wow.
But yeah, she always gets my groceries before. So this year, my order list was just a little different and more precise on what I needed her to get. But she got everything. She had a food scale for me. So I felt really good going into that race. So it was really helpful.
Wow. Yeah. That's like rock star mom right there. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Has there been anything that has surprised you about MetPro that like you just did not see coming? You thought it was going to be one thing and it was just totally different.
No, I might not. My expectation, like I said, I've never worked with a nutritionist. And so this was my first experience with MetPro or any nutritionist. So I was just pleasantly surprised. It was easy, right? Don't get me wrong. I was very disciplined and it did take effort. But to me, it felt very easy and simplistic.
And is that because you don't mind doing the prep or things like that? Or is it more it was easy for you because somebody gave you all the pieces and put them very close together?
Somebody gave me I felt like the missing key to what I needed. I thought I ate healthy. I thought I was doing the best I could for my performance. But I felt like I just got a secret key to just, I don't want to call it clean eating, but just focused on the basics of nutrition, and my running got better. Like I said, my sleep, my everything, my energy during the day got better. Yeah, it was easy to put into place in my life.
That's awesome. And yeah. Huge congrats on your PR, your weight loss. It's clear yes. You feel good. You look great. You can tell you have a lot of energy. And it is all about feeling good, right? That's the important thing. Obviously, your mom is a huge supporter. Have other people in your life been like raising eyebrows at you or confused why you're changing things? Have you had to?
Yes. So at first, I didn't say anything to anyone. I just thought, let's see how this goes. I don't want to broadcast this. I didn't say anything to my kids. I think I even waited like a month before I said anything to my boyfriend.
Wow.
But then he noticed like my trays and everything. And I guess when people first started to notice, they were like, oh, what are you doing in the gym differently? What have you changed? And I'm like, you know, when people ask, then I would start to share. I'm like, nothing has changed with my fitness at all. I am just paying more attention and working with a nutritionist. I'd mentioned MEP, and they really were shocked that it was just what I was eating. I'm like, nothing else has changed. I've just really nailed my, I feel like I've nailed my nutrition. And yeah, so a few people would ask, and that I would just share that.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
You didn't have the situation where people are like, why aren't you eating this?
With work travel.
Yeah.
Sometimes like lots of meals out, and I would choose one of the meals to attend where I could.
Yeah. You
know, and then where it wasn't like required to be there, I would just, I'd go for a walk, or, and I'd always take my meals when I traveled for work as much as I could. I would take with me when I go visit my girls, I would take my meals with me. Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah.
And I know that's, it's a lot of work to do. It's a lot of planning. It's a lot of planning. It's a lot of thinking ahead. And I just think that's so smart to do, because some people feel like they can't share what they're doing with other people, and therefore it's out of their control. I think that as a culture, we just need to get more accepting of people can do different things, and it's okay. You don't have to.
So I had a little bit of that. I'm glad that you brought that up. I had a little bit of that feeling, like when I would carry my insulated bag into my hotel for work meetings. I was like, what if somebody sees it? Like, I'm going to be embarrassed. And she helped talk me through that and just share that I'm working on some pieces of my nutrition and just share it.
Yeah.
And once I knew that I would, if somebody confronted me or something, that I had those words to share and to be prepared with, I felt a lot better about it.
And did anyone ever react negatively to that statement?
No.
I only ask you that because I suspected that was the case. But I think that's what so many of us are afraid of, is being judged. And so if you have the confidence that people are going to respond positively, it's easier to share, right?
Yeah. I just said it's really important to me right now.
That's awesome. Good for you. I'm very proud of you. All of your accomplishments. They're amazing. What did we miss? What do you want to make sure that people know about your journey that we haven't shared today?
Yeah. Just I was very disciplined. I'm like that with my running too. But if I wasn't getting the reward of feeling so good, I probably wouldn't have been so disciplined. But I was feeling so good that it made it easy to put that structure into my day. I'll never go back to how I was eating, my 70-30. I feel like this is something I'm going to be able to do for the rest of my life. I don't need to lose weight for the rest of my life, but I do want to make sure that what I put in my body is helping me feel the best I can feel running or in regular life. And just that the other piece is I've been doing CrossFit and strength training for a long time. And I just feel through this process that all that work with the strength, you can finally see it. It was just under a little bit of body fat. I don't know, but I feel like at 55, like all the work that I've put into my fitness is showing through. So,
wow, that's inspiring. Yeah. That is so inspiring. Huge congrats. And thank you so much for sharing your story, Andrea. It's exciting, and you've worked hard, and you deserve all of the props.
Yep, gonna keep going.
It'll help you stay active throughout your life too. So it helps fuel you for all those things you want to do. So that's great.
Yep.
listeners, that's all for this month. You can find all the MetPro Method episodes anywhere you get your podcasts, or you can go to metpro.co/podcast. Please be sure to follow the show and rate and review, because that lets other people know what to expect for the show. You can also learn more about MetPro at metpro.co. I'm your host, Crystal O'Keefe, and I will be back next month. Until then, remember, consistency is key.